This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'Zeicha Nishmas Avi Mori, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David ben Rav Baruch, and L'Zeicha Nishmas Imi Marasi, Malka Bas Rabbi Yehoshua, and also L'Zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh ben Rabbi Yisacha Beresh. The Pasuk says in the Aseres Hadibrois, Zochor es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadoshoi, always remember the day of Shabbos and keep it holy. Sheish es Yomim Tavoid Ve'osisa Kol Melachtecho, for 6 days you shall work and finish all your work. But on the seventh day is Shabbos to Hashem your God. You shall not do any work, not you nor your son or your daughter, not your slaves nor your cattle, and not the ger who is in your cities. All these people cannot do any melacha on Shabbos. In the list of people who are prohibited from working on Shabbos, the Vilna Gaon points out that every one of them begins with a connecting vav. Ata uvincha, uvitecha, vaamoscha, uvehemtecha, vigercha, all of them, with the exception of avdecha. Because the pasuk says, ata uvincha, uvitecha, then continues avdecha without a vav, and then the rest of them with a vav, vaamoscha, uvehemtecha, vigercha. Why is the vav omitted from avdecha? The Gaon explains that we can reread the pasuk differently based on the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Hei. The Gemara says, if someone is oisei ritzoni shel mokoi, he does the will of Hashem, then he will be zeicha that melachtoi nasis al yedei acherim. His work will be done by others. He won't have to work. But if he is einoi oisei ritzoni shel mokoi, he does not follow the will of Hashem, then he will have to do his own work. The Gaon interprets the pasuk as follows. Zochor es yoim HaShabbos lekadshoi. If someone only remembers Shabbos, it's a thought in his mind, it's a zecher, but he doesn't keep its laws, then he will have to do his own work. As the pasuk continues, Sheish es yomim ta'avoid ve'osiso kol melachtecho. For 6 days you will work, and all your work will have to be finished. It's ein melachtoi nasis al yedei acherim. On the other hand, if he doesn't merely think about Shabbos, but actually keeps all the hilchos Shabbos, as the pasuk says, "V'yoy mashvi Shabbos l'Hashem elokecho," then he and his family will not have to work. As the pasuk says, "Loy sasecho melocha ato uvincha uvitecho." So you might ask, how is it possible for this person to live if he and his family will not be working? To that, the Torah answers that there will be others who will do work for him. As the pasuk continues, "Avdecho v'amoscho uvemtecho v'gercho." Your slaves, your animals, and the gerim, they will do the work for you, and not ato uvincho vitecho. You and your children will not have to work. The Gaon explains that the connecting vav being left out before the word avdecha indicates that this is a new list and a separate category. If you don't keep Shabbos, and it's only a zecher for you, like the pasuk says, zochor es yom haShabbos lekadshoi, then you will have to do your own work. Like the pasuk says, Sheish es yomim ta'avoid ve'osiso kol melachtecho. But if you do keep Shabbos, as the pasuk says, V'yoy mashvi Shabbos l'Hashem elokecho, then you will not have to work. Loy sasecho melocha ato uvincho vitecho. So who will do the work? Now comes the new phrase, without the connecting vav. Who will do the work? Avdecho v'amoscho uvemtecho v'gercho. They will do the work for you, if you are oisei ritzoinei shel mokoim. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the Arizal writes in the name of the Zohar HaKadosh that Moshe was a Gilgal of Hevel and Yisroi was a Gilgal of Kayin. Reb Chaim Vital, the Talmud of the Arizal, says that this is hinted to in Yisroi's words in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Vav. The Pasuk says, Vayomer el Moshe, and Yisroi said to Moshe, Ani choysencho Yisroi bo elecho. I, your father-in-law Yisroi, are coming to you now in the Midbar. Says Reb Chaim Vital, the Rashi Tevis of Ani Choysencha Yisroi spells Ochi, my brother, hinting to what the Zohar HaKadosh says, that Moshe and Yisroi were Gilgulim of two brothers, namely Kayin and Hevel. Part of Yisroi's mission in this world was to atone for the sin that Kayin killed Hevel, which Yisroi did in several ways. Firstly, he gave his daughter in marriage to a Gilgul of Hevel, Moshe, which allowed Hevel to have descendants, which were denied to him through Kayin killing Hevel. Secondly, the Pasuk in Bereishis Perek Dalet Pasuk Yud says that Hashem did not accept the Karbonos of Kayin. Vel Kayin ve'el minchosoi loisha'o. So Yisroi corrected this by bringing proper Karbonos, as the Pasuk says, Vayikach Yisroi oila uzvachim lelikim. And these karbanos were eaten by Moshe, Aharon, and the Zakenim. And finally, Chidor writes that although the Torah does not record the final conversation between Cain and Hevel prior to Cain killing Hevel, Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel says that a part of the conversation was that Cain claimed that there was no divine judgment regarding one's actions in this world. Less din v'less dayan. Yisroi, who was a Gilgal of Cain, rectified this by suggesting to Moshe the concept of establishing a proper court system with courts and judges. Three actions by Yisroi: giving his daughter to Moshe, bringing karbonos, and setting up a court system, were all done to be mechaper on the averos of Cain.